Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More millennials are doing this on the job now, and their parents wouldn't have dreamed of doing this back when they had a job.
Surfing the internet.
Okay, yeah. I know that we do that quite a bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what they're doing is quitting without giving a two-week notice.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. And the reason I bring this up, I saw this story that went viral of the U.S. postal worker was on a route in New Jersey last month, and apparently he decided to quit right in the middle of his shift.
Yep.
So he dumped a bunch of mail on the side of the road and headed off. Sure. And then the pictures of all the mail on the side of the road. Have you seen those pictures?
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess he just got fed up.
That ought to be illegal. I don't have a problem with you quitting, but you should go back to the post office and say, I'm not delivering this, I'm quitting, but you don't leave it on the side of the road.
You'd think they'd have to take some kind of an oath that says, I promise to take care of it, because there's some important documents that are mailed.
They do, Heidi. They say that neither rain nor sleet nor hail nor snow will stop them from delivering the mail.
Mm-hmm. Except if I quit.
Unless I quit in the middle of my route.
Yeah. Well, parents felt that like a two-week notice is standard. It's a polite way to leave amicably the job that they have.
You know, I'm
saying the older generation.
I'm going to side with the millennials on this.
Okay.
And the reason why is because the employers don't treat you any better anymore.
But you're also affecting the people that you work with. Their jobs are affected if you just walk off the job.
People are affected every day by other people not showing up for work or being sick or whatever. You deal with it. You just deal with that.
Doesn't make it right, though. It's courteous. I mean, why don't you give 2 weeks' notice? Give a week's notice. It's better than just walking off the job.
Well, a lot of the millennials or younger generations say they feel the job is a nightmare, so they just leave in a horrible way, and they just quit in the heat of the moment. And here's one of the reasons why they say they don't like the atmosphere of the place they work.
Okay.
That's why they're quitting. Now, if that were us, I would have quit a long time ago.
Well, that's why it's called work, gang, because you have to go there and they pay you to do it. If it wasn't work, if it was an atmosphere that you just loved, then they wouldn't pay you to come there, would they? That's okay. Called a bar.
This
and you pay to go there.
No, you know what? You can find a place that you... I mean, that's part of the key to having a successful, fun career is to find a place or a job where it doesn't feel like work.
Well, good for you, but you know what? Not everyone gets that in life. There are people who go to a factory every day and they stare at a machine or a conveyor belt and they do their job because that's what's right to do.
But sometimes you create your own atmosphere. Your attitude has a lot to do with it.
The only atmosphere that's created
really,
in here,
Tom,
is when one of us eats beans the night before.
His atmosphere. His
you know what? Y'all
attitude.
Are coming from a privileged state of mind. You sit here and think just because we have the potential to have a great atmosphere at work means everyone does, but not everyone does.
No. You know what? Here you go. I want to give you an example, prime example. I worked at Hardee's. I loved working at Hardee's.
You were horrible at it.
That's not the point.
You were.
You don't even know me when I worked at Hardee's.
I know you now. Come on, Heidi. You think he got orders right?
I think that if he put his heart and mind to it, he
No. I didn't get orders right. I couldn't even drive through.
Never mind.
But I did work the back. You know, I was a cook. I was a good cook.
Okay.
And I enjoyed that, and people enjoyed that around me. You worked at the Pizza Little Caesars.
Right.
So you didn't enjoy that job?
I had fun sometimes, but they still paid me to come in, and there was nights I didn't want to be there, but I did my job because that's what they paid me to do.
Well, here's the thing, too. And like, I go to a restaurant every morning and get to, you know, my breakfast before I get here.
Okay.
And I drove through this week, and no one was there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I see, you know, someone out there, and they said, well, the guy was working. And his buddies just came pick him up halfway through the night, and so I think he quit. So even the manager didn't know if they thought he quit.
So there was no one to work.
Yeah, there's no one to work and make my sandwich.
Whenever I was growing up, if your buddies came and picked you up halfway through the night, it wouldn't have mattered whether you thought you quit. You'd have been fired.
Yeah, I know. It's like, and she was trying to decide, well, I don't know if he quit or not, and I don't know if I'll see him later on this week.
Why didn't she
him.
Make your sandwich?
Well, there was only one person there, so it takes more people to...
Make a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife's able to make it by herself. They should hire her.
Yeah, there you go. Have your wife at the drive-thru.
Okay.
But it's all about attitude, Tom.
I know, and I have a good one.
Whoa! Okay.
I come to work. Yeah. I do my job.
You know what? And it shows, Tom. It shows.
Yeah.
Well, thank
oozing.
You.
You're oozing with something.
You make this atmosphere so much more relaxed and comforting and enjoyable.
Thank that's you. That's not what it's supposed to be. You get paid to be here.
Okay.
You know what, though? I know my brother's worked in a factory for years, and he enjoys his job most days.
I mean, your life is what you make it. Your attitude is so
important.
I'm sorry.
I lived this. I worked at when I was out of college and in between jobs, I worked for a hospital, and my job was to go every day to a warehouse, load up a truck full of stuff the hospital needed, take it to the hospital and deliver it, eat lunch, and go do the same thing that afternoon. Twice a day, we made deliveries. It was an existence, but it was not a fun life. But you know what? When you sign on to take a job, you do the job whether it's fun or not.
Okay, what are you saying now, like for this postal worker or whatever? Would you gave your 2 weeks notice when you quit that job, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, but you're saying nowadays, a lot of the younger generation would not.
You said you sided with the millennials.
Yeah, I side with them on not giving 2 weeks' notice. I don't side with a guy who leaves the mail sitting on the side of the road. I think he should have gone back and turned it in.
It's okay for us to get upset one of these days and just quit here and not give 2 weeks' notice?
You know what? I think the company will fire you without 2 weeks' notice one day. So why do you owe them any more?
Hey, you got a good point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.